好，那刚才一下网给掉了。好，现在能听见声音吗？
Yes.
OK. OK. Thank you. 好，弟兄姐妹们平安，感谢主留在新的一年开始的时候，又聚集我们一起来到他的面前，我们同心合意来敬拜他。我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。你又聚集你的儿女，我们同心合意来敬拜你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you to praise you. We can come here again to praise you.
主，感谢主，你在创始之前，你就把你的儿女的名字写在了生命册上。
Thank you. You read the names of your children on the book of life before the creation of the world.
把我们这些本该有罪不完全的人，主能够蒙你的拯救。
That saved us sinners and imperfect people.
主，当我们来到你面前敬拜、听你的话语的时候
，When we come before you and listen to your word.
主，你让我们真的有一颗渴慕你话语的心。
Give us a heart that hungers for your word.
也知道我们的有限，求主你的圣灵亲自帮助我们明白你的话语。
So also know that we are limited. May Holy Spirit to help us to understand your word.
能够思想你的话语，更能够把你的话语用在我们的生命之中。
To always think about your word and to live out your word.
主，感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
那么每一年到了辞旧迎新的时候呢，基督徒常常引用一些经文彼此问候。
Each year, during the beginning of the year, Christians always greet each other with scriptures.
那么最常用的就是保罗说的，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
The most quoted one is said by Paul, forgetting what lies behind.And straining forward with the lines ahead. I press on toward the goal.
对不起啊，这里的忘记背后，其实不是说让我们就把过去的事都从我们的记忆中抹去。
Here, forgetting what lies behind does not actually mean that we should erase all the past events from our memories.
而是指不要让过去的事成为我们奔跑天路、跟随主、服侍神的负担，要把它卸下来。
Rather, we should not let the past things become the burden of running the heaviest path, following the Lord and serving the Lord. Rather, we should unload them.
那么努力面前，向着标杆直跑，意思就是我们要把当下主交托我们的事，尽心尽力做好。
Straining forward to what lies ahead and press on toward the goal means we should do our best to do what the Lord has entrusted us to do.
因为我们确切地知道，我们有一天会见主，会和他在永恒的新天新地永远的同在。
Because we know that we will meet the Lord one day and we'll be with him forever in the eternal new heavens and new earth.
所以在新年的开始呢，想和大家分享一个主题，就是放下过去，展望未来。
So at the beginning of the new year, I would like to share with you a theme: unload the past, look ahead the future.
弟兄姐妹们，想一想，对我们来讲，当我们来到岁首年终时
，Brother, sister, let us think for a moment. For us, we come to the end of the year or the beginning of another year.
或者当我们来到一个生命中很重要的阶段的时候
，Or we come to a very important stage in our life.
我们可能有很多对过去和未来最困扰我们的事情放不下。
We may have many things that bothers us from the past or in the future.
有人经历所爱的人的离别，有人经历伤害和被伤害，误会和被误会。
Some people experience the departure of the loved one. Some people experience being hurting others or being hurt. Some people.
Oh, 有人经历。 有人经历蛮有成就的一年，也有人可能心怀不满、抱怨或者忧愁，对自己或者对他人。
Some people may have a successful year. Some people may have grudges for himself or for others.
那么不论是什么，保罗说要忘记背后，努力面前。
No matter what it is, Paul said, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead.
但所有这些我们最放不下的，往往不是事情本身，而是事情中所涉及的人。
But among all of this, what we cannot put down most is often not the thing itself, but the people involved in these matters.
那么对保罗也是一样。
The same is true for Paul.
那么教会呢，普遍认为提摩太后书呢是保罗写的最后一卷书。
The church generally believes Second Timothy is the last book Paul wrote.
是保罗在监狱中写的。
It's written in the prison.
写完这封信以后不久，保罗就在罗马被杀，为主殉道。
Shortly after this letter, Paul was killed in Rome and martyred for the Lord.
那么当保罗来到他生命中一个非常重要的阶段，在监牢中深受苦难，即将面临死亡的时候。
When Paul came to a very important stage in his life, suffering in the prison and about to face death.
他想到的是福音要怎样继续传扬，神的国度怎么继续扩张。
He was thinking about how the gospel would continue to be preached and how the kingdom of God would continue to be expanded.
那么在这个时候呢，保罗心里最放不下的也是人。
At this time, what Paul cannot let go most is also people.
因为神的福音传扬、国度扩张，需要神的仆人、需要神的儿女来去做，靠着神的恩典。
Because the preaching of the gospel, the expanding of the kingdom of God, they all relies on people, the servant of the Lord.
我们看到了在提摩太后书结尾的这段经文里。
We see that in the passage at the end of the second Timothy.
刚才大家听到的这段经文，包括提摩太，保罗大概提到了18个人。
In this passage, including Timothy, Paul refers to about 18 people.
这些人和保罗有着千丝万缕的关联。
They are all somehow linked to Paul.
这些人带来了保罗生命中的恩恩怨怨。
They brought with them the enmity, the grace, or the hatred of Paul's life.
这些有的代表着过去，有的代表着将来。
Some representing the past.Some representing the future.
所以保罗在他生命中这么重要的一个阶段，当他面对死亡的时候。
So when Paul was at such an important stage in his life, when he was about to face death.
保罗要处理的其实就是他生命中这些最重要、最让他牵挂的人。
What Paul was dealing with here is these people, the most important people in his life.
这些人有的是恩情，有的是苦痛。
Some of these people showed grace, some of these people showed pain.
那么但是呢，这个时候保罗给了我们一个非常好的榜样。
But here this time, Paul showed us a very good example.
就是他是怎么样的面对他生命中的这些人。
That is how he faced these people in his life.
他要处理过去，他也要处理将来。
He dealt with the past. He also dealt with the future.
所以呢，我觉得放下过去，展望未来，是保罗当时的一个心态。
So I think unload the past, look ahead the future was Paul's method at that time.
尽管他即将经历苦难和死亡，但是呢，因为保罗能放下过去。
Although he was about to experience suffering and death, because he was able to let go of the past.
他也知道死后的将来对他意味着什么。
And also he knew what the future would mean to him after death.
所以面对当时邪恶的处境，他却心中满有平安。
So when he faced his evil situation, he has peace.
因为他能放下过去，展望未来。
Because he can unload the past and look ahead at the future.
盼望在这个新年的时候，每位弟兄姐妹都能像保罗一样。
I hope that in this new year, every brother and sister can be like Paul.
放下过去，举目向前。
Unload the past, look ahead.
珍惜当下的生命时光。
Cherish the present life.
过一个满有平安、谦卑顺服、为主而活、与神同行的人生。
Live a peaceful, humble, and obedient life with God.
我们先来看保罗是怎么样放下过去的，然后我们再来看保罗是怎么展望未来的。
First, let us look how Paul unloaded the past. They will look how Paul look ahead the future.
当然，我们今天看到保罗的例子，我们大概没有谁同样的经过这些。
Today we will look.Ahead Paul's history, maybe no one experienced the same.
那么保罗这里没有数算他的生命成就，光荣历史。
Paul did not count his achievements, his glorious history.
而是福音事工中他所经历的人。
But the people he experienced in the gospel ministry.
所以保罗是从两个方面来处理他的过去的。
Paul deals with his past in two ways.
首先，保罗是不念过往。
First, Paul do not focus on the people or the things that have gone.
在保罗的生命中，有一些伤害过他的人。
There were some people in Paul's life who had hurt him.
保罗之所以能够把这些伤害过他的人放下，是因为他全然信靠神的公义、慈爱和怜悯。
The reason Paul was able to let go of all of this because he had full trust in God's justice, love, and mercy.
他也全然相信顺服神的权柄。
He completely trust in God's authority.
那在这段经文中，保罗提到两种伤害过他的人。
In this passage, Paul speaks of two kinds of people who have hurt him.
那么第一个人是铜匠亚历山大。
The first man was Alexander the coppersmith.
那么经文中这里说，这个人多多的苦害他。
In the passage, Paul said this person did him great harm.
亚历山大这个名字呢，这个在提摩太前书一章十九到二十节，保罗也曾提到过。
The name Alexander was also mentioned in 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 19 to 20.
在那里保罗说，这个亚历山大了，说他丢弃良心，就在正道上如同船破坏了一般。
In that verse, Paul said, by rejecting conscience, some have made shipwrecks of their faith.
如果这两个亚历山大是同一个人，可以推测亚历山大这个人外表上可能是一个信徒，似乎曾经也信过主。
If the two Alexanders were the same person, it can be inferred that Alexander may have been outwardly a believer or may have believed in the Lord in the past.
但是后来却不信了，离弃了真道，离弃了主。
But later did not believe, forsake the word and forsake the Lord.
这个人不光是离弃了真道，而且也行了许多的恶事。
This man not only renounced the true word, he also did many evil things.
所以面对这个多多伤害过自己的人，保罗要怎么去面对呢？
So how shall Paul face this person who deeply hurt him?
我们发现保罗就讲了一句话，主必照他所行的报应他。
We found Paul only said one sentence. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds.
当然保罗也接着提醒提摩太，让他小心这个人，因为他竭力抵挡神的道。
Of course, he went on to remind Timothy to watch out for this man because he was trying so hard to resist the word.
所以除此之外呢，保罗没有说一句去表达他内心可能的仇恨、苦毒或者愤怒的言语。
Other than that, Paul did not say a word to express the hate, any hatred, any bitterness, or any anger.
这说明了保罗把这个伤害过他的人全然交在了主的手中。
This shows Paul completely put this person who have hurt him into the hands of the Lord.
因为他相信耶和华，我们所信的这位神。
For he believed that God we believe in.
他不单单是有慈爱、有怜悯、有恩典的神。
It's not only a God of loving, merciful, and gracious.
他也是一位圣洁、公义的神。
But also a righteous and holy God.
保罗相信公义的神会按照他的公义来对待苦害他仆人的人。
Paul believed the righteous God would treat this man according to his righteousness.
正如他在罗马书十二章十九节中所教导的，他说：“亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着说，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。”
Just as he teaches in Romans chapter 12, verse 19, Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
那么对故意伤害我们的人，对给我们的生命带来很大伤痕的人，
To those who deliberately hurt us, to those who inflict great pain in our lives.
保罗说，不要放在我们心上，把他们交在神手里就好了。
Paul said, do not take them into our heart, but put them into God's hands.
因为神是公义的，神必然会按照他的公义来对待那些行恶的人。
For God is righteous, and God will certainly treat those who do evil according to his righteousness.
那么保罗在这段经文中所提到的人，他也提到一些让他很难受的人。
In this passage, Paul also mentioned the people that made him feel pain.
是什么人呢？
Who were they?
保罗在第四章的十六节他说，我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，尽都离弃我，但愿这罪不归于他们。
In verse 16, Paul says, At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me.May it not be charged against them.
从使徒行传最后，我们看到保罗被囚禁在罗马。
From the end of the book of Acts, we know Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
那是保罗在罗马的被第一次囚禁，此后一段时过了一段时间，保罗就被释放了。
That was Paul's first captivity, and then he was released afterwards.
那么根据教会历史呢，保罗被释放一段时间以后，又被第二次囚禁。
According to the church history, sometime after his release, he was imprisoned again.
所以这里指的就是保罗在第二次被囚禁后，初次出庭受审和申诉。
Here, this refers to Paul's first appearance after his second captivity at appeal.
所以当时在罗马，有一些人认识保罗。很可能有的还是保罗主内的弟兄姐妹。
At that time in Rome, some people knew Paul, and probably they are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
那么保罗满以为他们会为自己做见证，帮助他申诉得以释放。
Paul thought they would testify for him and help him appeal for his release.
但是他们没有这样做，竟然都离弃了保罗。
But they did not do that. They all deserted Paul.
也真正看着保罗遭受苦难，遭受这种不公正的待遇。
Instead, they watched Paul suffer pain, suffer injustice.
那么保罗对这些人的回应是什么呢？
What was Paul's response to these people?
他说，但愿这罪不归于他们。
He said, may it not be charged against them.
那么这些人没有像铜匠亚历山大那样怀着恶意苦害保罗。
This man did not hurt Paul with malice as Alexander the coppersmith.
所以保罗呢，求神怜悯他们。
So Paul asked God to have mercy on them.
其实这里我们也看就看到了保罗一生都是在效法主耶稣基督。
Here we can see Paul was imitating the Lord Jesus Christ all his life.
我们知道了主耶稣在十字架上的时候一共讲了七句话。
We know the Lord Jesus spoke a total of seven words on the cross.
可能第一句话就是他在十字架上为那些高喊着耻笑他的人求赦免。
Maybe the first word he said was he asked for the forgiveness for those who shouted and laughed at him.
他说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
主耶稣求父神赦免那些因无知耻笑他的人。
The Lord Jesus asked the Father to forgive those who laughed at him out of ignorance.
保罗这里也是求主赦免这些当时离弃他没有尽力帮助他的人。
Similarly, Paul here asks the Lord to forgive those who had forsaken him and did not help him.
我们看到在保罗的生命中他在面对那些伤害过他的人时候有一个最好的办法。
We see in Paul's life, Paul is the best way to face those who had hurt him.
那么有一个最好办法是什么呢？就是把那些人放下，把他们完全交给神。
What is it? It is to put down these people and give them into God's hand.
因为他知道自己可能会有怨恨在心里，所以他不向神提出自己的主张。
He knew he might have resentment in his heart, so he did not make his own claim to God.
而是求神按照神自己的心意来对待他们。
Rather, he asked God to treat these people according to God's own will.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么样才能不念过往呢？
So, brothers and sisters, how can we not focus on the people or the things that have gone?
就是把一切全然交在主的手中。
It is to put all completely into the hands of our Lord.
我们其实也常常讲全然交托，但是我们却很难做到。
We often talk of total surrender, but it's so difficult to do.
那么保罗是怎么样做到能把过去、将来的事情都交托神呢？
How did Paul was able to completely unload the past, completely entrust them into the Lord's hand?
那么这里保罗告诉我们在十七节，他说，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见，我也从狮子口里被救出来。
In verse 17, Paul told us, But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth.
所以保罗这里是在讲他生命中对主的真实经历。
Here, Paul is speaking about his true experience in his life.
他真实的经历了那位站在他旁边的主。
He truly experienced the Lord who stood beside him.
他也经历了那位给他力量的主，引导他传福音的主。
Experienced the Lord who gave him strength, the Lord who guided him to preach the gospel.
他也经历了那位他把他从患难险境中救出来的主。
He experienced the Lord who saved him from troubles.
那么当保罗经历了主以后，他就对主有了更大的信心。
So when Paul experienced the Lord himself, he had a greater faith in the Lord.
他才可以把那些很难放下的人和事交托给主。
They can entrust those people the things that were difficult, to the God.
那么我们为什么背负着过往很难交托神呢？
Why do we carry the past? It's so hard for us to entrust those to God.
因为我们对神缺乏信心。
Because we lack faith in God.
为什么我们对神缺乏信心？
Why do we lack faith in God?
因为我们对神缺乏经历。
Because we lack experience in God.
很多时候信仰只是我们头脑中的一些理论。
Many times, faith may just be some theory in our minds.
我们总觉得这位耶稣是牧师告诉我的耶稣。
We may feel this Jesus is the Jesus that pastor told me about.
是一个仅仅写在圣经中的耶稣。
All the Jesus who was just written in the Bible.
是别人口中传讲的耶稣。
All the Jesus that was talked about in other people's mouths.
但是我的生命很少经历过他。
But my life really experienced him.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们对神没有真实的经历，我们就很难对神有真实的信心。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't have a real experience with God, it's really hard for us to have a true faith in him.
当我们对神没有信心时，神在我们心里，他就是虚空的。
We don't have faith in God, God is empty in our hearts.
我们就没有办法把那些放不下的过往交给神。因为我们没有经历过他，我们看不见神。
It is impossible for us to entrust the past into his hand because we cannot see him.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么样去经历神呢？
Then now, brothers and sisters, how can we experience God?
其实经历神没有捷径，也没有什么妙方。
There's no shortcut, there's no magic formula.
唯一的途径就是读他的话，向他祷告，然后照着他的话真正的去行。
The only way is to read his word, pray to him, and they follow his word in his life, in your life.
那么这样我们必然会经历神。
This way we surely will experience God.
当我们的生命中真正经历神以后，这位神就不再是他人的神了。
When we truly experience God in our own lives, God is no longer just the God of others.
不再只是圣经中那位理论上的神。
It's not just the God in the theory of the Bible.
他就会成为我们自己生命中那位真真实实的神。
He will be the true and alive God in our own lives.
你可以真的经历到他的帮助。
You can truly experience his help.
你可以经历到他就站在你的旁边。
You can experience that he's standing next to you.
你可以经历到他把你从艰难险境中救出来。
You can experience that he's really pulling you out of a difficult situation.
一句话，你可以经历到他是你患难中随时的帮助。
In short, you will experience that he's your anytime help in troubles.
大家可能也都知道，那前那个上一个月呢，我自己呢感染了新冠，就住了医院。
May all of you may know, last month I myself got infected with COVID-19 and was hospitalized.
那我在那段时间呢，其实真的是感受到自己生命的软弱，更感到神他自己的帮助，神他自己的同在，他的扶持。
During those times, I truly experienced my own weakness, but I also truly experienced God's great power, God's help, and God's presence.
我们往往说我们的生命是软弱的。
We often say our life is weak.
但是我们生命到底有多么软弱呢？我们其实好多时候真的不知道。
But how weak is our life? Many times we don't really know.
我就记得在医院里面的第三个晚上，可能那么真的是就是我就软弱到什么程度呢？就是当我想就是拿牙刷漱一下口的话，那么其实我牙刷放到嘴里面就动不了。
I remember on the third night of my hospitalization, how weak was I? I remember that we tried to put toothpaste in my mouth to rinse my mouth.I cannot move my mouth.
因为动牙刷的时候就呼不上气来了。
Because I cannot breathe with the toothbrush moves.
就没有这个力量来做这个动作。
I have no strength to do that.
所以呢，真的是 这是我第一次真的是感受到我们人的生命造就有多么的软弱。
That is my first time to truly experience a human life, how weak it is.
我也经历到了神的同在。
I also experienced God's presence.
真正的经历到我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
I truly experienced our life and breath and any action, all because of him.
我真的是感觉知道那个时候如果不是神在拖着自己，那真的随时 随地 可能就会真的就是呼不上那口气来。
I truly knew at that moment, I may just lost my breath if God is not holding me up.
那么随时随地很可能就会真的就是离开这个世界。
At any moment, I may leave this world.
那么我在这段时间呢，我也经历到弟兄姐妹同心祷告的力量。
At that time, I also experienced the power of the common prayers of every brother, sister.
那么其实在很难受或者很无力的时候呢，我就在这个手机上看我们教会的众弟兄姐妹，还有别的其他地方的弟兄姐妹，他们的代祷。
During this week at the powerless times, sometimes I read on the phone the prayers of our church brothers sisters and also other brothers sisters.
那么有的弟兄姐妹们呢，甚至建立了这个24小时的这个接龙的啊，这个不停的祷告。
Some brothers sisters even build a 24-hour continuous prayer.
而且这样的进行了五天。
And carried this on for 5 days.
那么我在边读他们祷告，我也自己在祷告，真的就看到神的力量，真的就是这样的奇妙。
I also prayed myself and I see how miraculous God's power is.
那么就在这样的时候呢，其实我就心中也充满了感恩，也更充满了依靠神的心。
At that time, I have a lot of grace in my heart, and I have full trust in God.
所以心里面也很坦然，就说：“哎，神，你让我走就走，你留下我，你就留下。”
At that time, I also felt calm. I'm thinking, Lord, if you want me to leave this world, I will go. If you want me to stay, I will stay.
那么另一方面呢，我也更明白了神的恩典是多么的浩大。
On the other hand, I also realize how immense is God's grace.
所以更让我知道呢，我自己的生命乃是完全属于他，我也当完全的来为他而活。
And I also realize my life completely belongs to him, I shall live for him.
我们只有经历神以后呢，才能对神有真正的信心。
Only after we truly experience God, we can have true faith in him.
其实这就像创世纪中的约瑟。
This is also like Joseph in Genesis.
那么在约瑟的生命中有很大的苦痛，甚至可以说是苦读和仇恨。
There was great pain in Joseph's life, or maybe even bitterness and hatred.
因为他的哥哥们要杀他，后来又把他卖到埃及做奴隶。
Because his brothers wanted to kill him, and they later sold him to Egypt as a slave.
因为他的哥哥们所行的，约瑟受了很多的苦楚。
Because of what his brother did, Joseph suffered a lot.
可是后来约瑟是怎么样原谅他的哥哥们呢？
Later, how did Joseph forgive his brothers?
如果我们仔细读创世纪后面的经文，最后的经文，我们会发现，并不是因为他的哥哥们生命的改变。
If we read closely the later passages of Genesis, we will find it's not because his brothers changed their lives.
也并不是因为他的哥哥们跟他道歉了。
And not because his brothers apologized to him.
这些其实都不是根本的原因。
These were not the true reasons.
那么在创世纪的最后一章快要结束的时候，约瑟告诉了我们，他说了这么一句话。
Toward the end of the last chapter of Genesis, Joseph said this.
他说：“从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就神今日的光景。”
He said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
所以呢，约瑟真正能原谅他的哥哥们，是因为他看见了神的美意。
So the true reason Joseph can forgive his brother is because he saw the goodness of God.
他看见那位要救他们全家的神。
He saw the God who was about to save their whole family.
他看见了那位把他从奴隶和囚犯高举成为埃及宰相的神。
He saw the God who exalted him from slave and prisoner to the prime minister of Egypt.
他也看到了那位是他在受苦之地让他丰盛的神。
He saw the God who actually made him abundant in the place of suffering.
当约瑟明白这一切以后呢，他就不念哥哥们的过往了，就都放下了。
When Joseph saw all of this,He stopped remembering his brother's past, and all were let go.
所以弟兄姐妹们，为什么我们放不下那些伤害过我们的人呢？
So brothers, sisters, why can't we let go of those who have hurt us?
为什么我们放不下那些痛苦的事情呢？
Why can't we let go of those painful things?
可能真正的原因是我们没有经历神，没有看见神，我们对神缺乏信心。
Probably the real reason is we did not experience God. We didn't see God and we don't have faith in God.
我们的神没有活在我们的眼前，没有活在我们的生命中。
Our God did not live before our eyes, did not live in our lives.
他只活在我们的头脑中，只活在我们理性当中。
Maybe he only lives in our mind, lives in our reason.
所以弟兄姐妹们，放下过往没有什么诀窍。
So brothers and sisters, there's no trick to just let go of the past.
唯一的方法就是把我们的过往真真实实的交给那位活在我们生命中的神。
The only way is to give our past completely to the God who truly lives in our lives.
那位随时能够帮助我们的神，那位可以把我们从狮子口里救出来的神。
The God who can help us anytime. The God who can save us from the lion's mouth.
他可以救我们脱离一切患难。
He can save us from all our tribulations.
他也可以帮助我们把福音传遍各地。
He can also help us spread the gospel to every corner of earth.
当我们把一切过往的人和事交托神的时候，我们就能像保罗和约瑟一样不念过往。
So when we can entrust all the people and the things to God, we can truly be like Paul and Joseph, forgetting about the past.
那么保罗放下过去还有另外一个原因。
The other reason Paul let go of the past has another reason.
所以呢，是因为呢，他对神的仆人，他有爱心和怜悯。
It's because he had love for God's servant.
也就是他常从爱心和怜悯之心。
He has love and mercy always.
因为有爱心，所以他可以放下。
Because of love, he can let go.
所以这段经文中还有两个让保罗受伤害的人。
There were in this passage, there were also two other people that hurt Paul.
一个叫迪马，一个叫马可。
One named Demas, the other named Mark.
那么这两个人的共同之处就是都曾经和保罗同工，也都曾经离开过保罗。
What they had in common was that they both worked with Paul for one time, and they had both broken up with Paul.
那么保罗现在身处牢狱，身受患难，其实是最需要人帮助的时候。
Paul was now in prison suffering. It is the time he needs help most.
然而和他同工的迪马却离弃了他。
But his co-worker Demas had forsaken him.
保罗说因为迪马太现今的世界就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
Paul says, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica.
迪马呢，可以说他未必是一个离经叛道的人，但是他有软弱，被世界诱惑。
Demas may not completely depart from the truth, but he was weak and tempted by the world.
他没有在保罗最需要人帮助和扶持的时候和他在一起，却离弃保罗。去拥抱世界。
He did not stay with Paul when Paul needed his help and support the most, but he abided Paul and embraced the world.
那么另外一位马可，我们更熟悉一些。
Another Mark, which we may know better.
那么我们在这个我们现在正在考察《使徒行传》。那么保罗呢，在第一次宣教旅程中，这个迪马呢？他是半路的脱逃，回到了耶路撒冷。
We are actually studying the book of Acts. In Paul's first mission trip, Mark actually escaped halfway and returned to Jerusalem.
谢谢小姐啊，是应该马可，我刚口说错了，是马可。所以呢，保罗第二次宣教就不想带他，但是巴拿巴却又想带他。
So in Paul's second mission trip, Paul did not want to take him.But Barnabas wanted to take him.
所以这就导致了保罗和巴拿巴的分手。
This led to Paul's breakup with Barnabas.
但是在这段经文中，保罗是怎么说马可的呢？
In this passage, what does Paul say about Mark?
保罗说他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Paul says he is very useful to me for ministry.
所以这里很明显的告诉我们，马可后来回头了，保罗也接纳了他。
It is evident that Mark later returned and Paul accepted him.
他们又在一起同工，又在一起做神的仆人，来扩展神的国度，传讲基督的福音。
They worked together again and were servants of the God to expand the kingdom of God and preach the gospel.
那么我们可以想，当保罗提到那位他爱世界离弃自己的迪马时，心中一定是很失落的。
Paul must have been very disappointed when he spoke of Demas, who coveted the world and forsake him.
因为迪马呢，其实曾经是保罗非常亲密的同工。
Because Demas was once a very close co-worker for Paul.
这一点呢，我们可以从保罗写给哥罗西书。哥罗西的信中看到。
We can see this in the letter Paul wrote to the Colossian churches.
在保罗在给哥罗西书的书信的四章十四节，最后问安中，他有这样一句话，他说：“恕我亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。”
So Paul says in the final greeting of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 14, "Look, the beloved physician greets you.As does Demas.
说明意思就是迪路加和迪马当时都是保罗亲密的同工，一直陪伴着保罗。
This means Luke and Demas were both Paul's close co-workers at that time. They're both working together.
但是保罗在写提摩太后书的时候，唯一在他身边的只有路加。
But when Paul wrote the book of Second Timothy, the only person.Around him was Luke.
那位曾经亲密的同工迪马已经离弃他了。
The once intimate co-worker Demas had forsaken him.
但是当保罗提到迪马的时候，他什么评论也没有，只说了提马做了什么事情。
But when Paul mentioned Demas, he did not comment. He just mentioned what Demas had done.
可能保罗说到迪马时，他想到了那位曾经离弃他以后又回头的马可。
Perhaps when Paul mentioned Demas, he thought of Mark, who had one time abandoned him but not turned back.
那么保罗一直都是非常有爱心、有怜悯心的人，对他的同工，他更是这样。
Paul had always been a very loving and merciful.Person, especially for his co-workers.
那么爱心最宝贵的地方就是我们能够接纳人的软弱。
The most precious thing about love is that we can accept a person's weakness.
因为人都是有罪有限的，唯有爱可以使人回头。
Because man is always limited, sinful, and only love can bring them back.
也唯有爱可以把侍奉神的人连在一起，唯有爱才能把跌倒的人扶起来。
Only love can unite those who serve the Lord together, and love can lift up those who have fallen.
那我们从保罗、巴拿巴、迪马、马可之间的关系，我们看到一个事实。
From the relationship between Paul and Barnabas, Demas and Mark, we saw one fact.
就是人与人是不同的，不一样的。
That one person is different from another. They are all different.
每个人都有他生命中软弱的地方，也都是不完全的人。
Every person has weakness in his life and is also an imperfect person.
不同的人能在一起和睦的生活，一起服侍，唯有依靠主的恩典，在基督里学习什么是爱。
Different people can live together in harmony and serve together.Only by relying on the grace of the Lord, learning what love is in Christ.
爱就是互相包容，互相忍耐，放下自我。
Love is patience, love is kind, to let go of yourself.
而基督信仰最核心的就是关系，人与神的关系，人与人的关系。
The heart of Christianity is about relationship, the relationship between man and man, between man and God.
神帮助我们处理人与人之间的关系。
God help us to deal with the relationship between people.
但我们必须靠着神的恩典先处理好我们个人与神的关系。
But we must first deal with our relationship with God, with God's grace.
那么当这两种关系处理好的时候，神的爱呢，就会在我们的生命当中彰显出来。
With these two relationships have been handled well in our life, God's love is now manifested.
所以呢，在神的爱里面，我们都要学习放下自己，都要学习破碎自己。
So in God's love, we all need to learn how to let go of ourselves, how to break up ourselves.
都要学习放下那些自以为很有道理的意见、主见和看法。
Need to let go of those opinions, self-views, and thinking that we may think very reasonable.
其实这也是主耶稣教导我们的舍己。
This is also what the Lord teaches us, to let go of ourselves.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，在一个家庭当中，在教会的同工和弟兄姐妹当中
，So brothers sisters, in a family, in a church with brothers sisters,
是神救赎的恩典把我们这些完全不同的人放在了一起。
It is God's saving grace that put us together. We completely different people.
是基督和神的爱把我们连在一起。
It is the love of our God and Jesus Christ that connect us together.
所以不论我们之间发生什么矛盾，无论谁犯罪跌倒了，谁得罪了谁。
So no matter what issues arose among us, no matter who offended who, no matter who fell down.
最重要的是，这些事出现时，我们生命中还有爱没有。
Most important thing is,When these things arise, is there still love?
有爱就可以回头，有爱我们就可以再一次的接纳。
If there's love, one can turn back. If there's love, we can accept each other again.
有爱，夫妻就可以一起生活，同工就可以一起服侍。
With love, husband and wife can live together. Co-workers can serve together.
弟兄姐妹就可以一起和睦相处。
Brothers, sisters can now live in harmony with love.
这样呢，我们就可以建造一个讨神喜悦的家庭，也可以建造一个荣耀神的教会。
This way we can build a family pleasing to God. We can build a church glorifying God.
我们常常要问自己，我心里还有爱吗？
We often have to ask ourselves, is there still love in my heart?
只要我们心里还有爱，无论遇到什么情形，无论我们彼此有多么的不同。
As long as there's still love, no matter what situations we face,
大家都可以在一起，都可以彼此接纳，都可以彼此包容。
We can always get along together. We can always accept and tolerate.
大家有没有想过，基督徒能够在一起，不是因为我们有共同的生活阅历、生活背景。
Have you ever think about Christians to be together, not because we have the same life experience or life perspective?
不是因为我们有共同的爱好兴趣。
Not because we have the same likes or hobbies.
而是我们有同一位救主。
But because we have the same Savior.
我们的生命的目标是一致的。
The purpose of our lives is the same.
我们都是为着所应信的福音来努力。
We all strive hard for the gospel we believe in.
那么就好像马可和巴拿巴与保罗的关系。
Just like the relationship of Mark and Barnabas with Paul.
保罗和巴拿巴有过分歧，甚至分道扬镳。
Paul and Barnabas had a disagreement and even parted ways.
这发生在保罗第二次宣教旅程中。
This occurred during Paul's second missionary trip.
但是当我们读哥林多前书九章六节的时候，我们看到，就是独有我与巴拿巴没有权柄不做工吗？
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6, it says, Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living?
要知道，保罗是在第三次宣教旅程中写的哥林多前书。
We shall know Paul read the book of 1 Corinthians on his third missionary trip.
这里我们看到了保罗和巴拿巴俩人最这个时候呢，已经重新和好了，又在一起服侍。
So here we can see that Paul and Barnabas reconciled and served together again.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在爱里没有什么不可接纳的。
So brothers and sisters, in love, there's nothing that's unacceptable.
在爱里没有什么不能放下的。
In love, there's nothing that cannot be put down.
在爱里面也没有什么不能回头的。
In love, there's nothing that cannot be turned back.
其实每一个与人和好、与神和好的故事中，都有一份接纳的爱，都有一份等候的爱。
In every story of reconciliation between humans or between man and God, there is always a love of acceptance, there's always a love of waiting.
弟兄姐妹们，在过去的一年中
，Brothers and sisters, in the past year.
在教会，在家庭，在我们的身边。
In our church, in the family around us.
可能发生过一些不愉快的事情。
Unpleasant things may have happened.
可能和人有过冲突，可能有人离开你。
There may be conflicts. There may be people leaving you.
甚至也可能有人攻击过你。
There may be people who might have attacked you.
但是没有关系，这个时候我们要问一问我们自己的心。
But it doesn't matter. This time we shall ask our heart.
在神面前，我们诚恳地来求问神，我心里面有爱吗？
Sincerely ask before God, do I have love?
如果我们没有爱或爱的不够，我们就求神来求神的爱能够充满我们。
If we don't have love or not enough,We should ask God to fill us with His love.
让我们用求神赐给我们爱，我们可以爱用他的爱去接纳这些和我们不一样的人。
May God give us love, so we can use His love to accept those people who are different from us.
让我们可以用神的爱来等候那些离开我们的人回头。
So we can use God's love to wait for those who have left us to turn back.
我们也可以让神的爱来安慰我们，可以放下伤心和痛苦。
We can also use God's love to comfort us, to let go of this pain.
当然了，我们也要让我们可以用主的爱，我们来走向那些我们曾经伤害过的人。
Of course, we should also use God's love to walk close to those who we have hurt.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是保罗放下过去的诀窍。
Brothers, sisters, this is the secret that Paul can let go of the past.
就是不念过往，常存爱心和怜悯的心。
That is, do not focus on the people or the things that have gone, but show love and mercy often.
让神在每一个人与人的关系中做主做王。
So let God be the Lord, be the King in every relationship.
所以求神也帮助我们所有的放不下的怨恨、苦毒、遗憾、不满，都交在这位爱我们的神的手中。
So let God help us, so we can put all our hatred, bitterness, resentment, dissatisfaction, or regret, so we can entrust all of this to God.
让我们就让他来掌权。
Let Him take control.
所以这就是如何放下过去，保罗教导我们的。
That is how we can unload the past, as Paul taught us.
那么保罗这里除了教导我们放下过去，他也劝勉我们要展望未来。
Here Paul teaches us to unload the past, and he also exhorts us to look ahead at the future.
那么保罗是怎样展望未来的呢？
How does Paul envision the future?
所以他首先是他对主的圣功有传承。
The first is that he has a legacy of God's work.
我们往往认为保罗是把他的圣功只是传给了提摩太。
We usually thought that Paul just passed on his work to Timothy.
但是当我们自己读这段经文的话，我们会发现这里提到的正面的人物一共有16个。
But when we read this passage through, we find that there were 16 references to positive figures here.
他们大都是在不同的地方。
They are mostly in different places.
也就是说，在不同的地方都有保罗的同工，都有忠心的圣徒。
That is, in all different places, there are Paul's co-workers and faithful saints.
都有和保罗一样愿意为主背十字架的神的仆人。
And God's servant who are willing as Paul to bear the cross.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们知道保罗为什么可以如此坦然地面对死亡吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you know why Paul was so calm facing the death?
首先的一个原因，因为保罗一生不是为自己而活，他是为主而活，为福音而活。
The first reason is Paul did not live his life for himself. He was living for the Lord, for the gospel.
所以呢，当保罗面对死亡的时候，保罗看到的，即使他死了，未来还有这么多的同工，在这么多不同的城市、不同的教会中服侍。
So when Paul was facing death, he saw that even when he died, there were so many co-workers serving in so many different places, so many different churches preaching the gospel.
所以他们继续传福音，接固教会，保罗这样就发心了。
And they continued to preach the gospel, continued to strengthen the church, so Paul was relieved.
因为保罗有传承，他把神的工作传承给了一群忠心的同工。
Because Paul had a legacy, he passed on God's work to a group of God's faithful work co-workers.
所以他也就了无遗憾。
He had no regrets.
所以当他看未来的时候，他不是看自己的得失，他所看到的是神的工作。
When he looked ahead the future, he did not see his own gains and losses. He saw the work of God.
他所看到的是福音的传承。
He saw the legacy of the gospel.
所以这才是保罗心里面最关心的事情。
This is the thing that Paul was concerned most with.
所以弟兄姐妹们，新的一年，我们也要问一下我们自己一个问题。
So dear brothers and sisters, in the new year, we shall ask ourselves a question.
我们有传承吗？
Do we have a heritage?
我们给下一代最重要的不是把家业和钱财传承给他们。
What we can give to our next generation is not our inheritance or money.
最重要的是，我们要把我们的真正的信仰传承给他们。
The most important thing is to give them our belief.
把服侍神的心智，把爱人的心传给我们的孩子们。
The heart and mind to serve the God, the heart and mind to preach the gospel we should give to our children.
所以弟兄姐妹们，鼓励我们每一个家庭能够建立一个祷告神、亲近神的祭坛。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we encourage every family to build a family altar to preach, to pray to God.
带着我们的孩子经常读经祷告。
Bring our children to always read the Bible and pray together.
当我们服侍的时候，有可能就带着我们的孩子一起服侍。
And when you serve, whenever possible, bring the children to serve together.
让他们从小就培养这个爱向神祷告、亲近神和服侍神的这样的生活习惯。
Let them have a habit of reading the Bible, praying to the Bible, and serving the Lord.
所以呢，信仰其实是传承，信仰传承的责任，首先是做父母亲的。
So the responsibility of a heritage first lies with the parents.
那么其次就是所在的教会。
Second is the church.
那么感谢神，我们有一位尽心尽力传讲神的真道和持守神真理的我们的青少年带领劳兰弟兄。
Thank God we have Brother Nolan.
那么他尽心尽力地传讲神的真道，持守神的真理。
He strives to preach God's word and hold his faith firmly.
而且把这些完完全全的清清楚楚的告诉教导给我们的孩子们。
And he taught it clearly and completely to the young, to the youth.
其实在很多的教会在现在的这个时代，那么像这样的忠心的在教会服侍青少年的人，真的是把神的道传扬给年轻人的人，这样的人其实越来越少了。
Actually, at this age,there were fewer and fewer such youth leaders who truly entrust and teach God's word to the youth.
所以我们鼓励我们的家庭，鼓励我们的父母亲，真的是在我们教，在这个youth的这些的教导上，如果没有特别的情况，把孩子们带来交给在主日的主日学，还有星期五的活动上，青少年的活动上带过来，交给劳兰弟兄，他来教导他们。
We encourage every family, every parent to try your best to bring the youth to church, so Brother Nolan can teach them during Sunday school.
那么在这个时代，其实最需要的不是什么知识学问，最需要的我们现在乃是真的让孩子们能够真正的明白神的真道，去在世界上活出神的真道。
So in this age, what youth need most is not knowledge, but rather the truth, how they can live out the truth.
所以我们在此呢，也真的是感谢我们的 youth leader, 这个劳兰弟兄，他在我们的孩子的服侍之上所尽的各样的辛劳。
Again, here we give sincere thanks to Brother Nolan. Thanks for his painstaking to teach the youth.
那么最后呢，保罗展望未来，是因为他对主的拯救满有盼望。
Finally, Paul look ahead to the future because he had hope for Lord's salvation.
所以保罗说，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的国，天国。
So Paul says, The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom.
那么保罗为什么面对死亡和苦难时是如此的坦然呢？
Why was Paul so calm facing death and great suffering?
他为什么有这样的勇气去面对未来呢？
Why did he have this great courage to face the future?
因为他十分的确信死亡对他来说是一个极大的祝福。
Because he was 100% sure death to him is a great blessing.
因为主必救他到天国。
Because the Lord will bring him safely into his heavenly kingdom.
所以他对坦然，他对死亡坦然无惧。
So he was calm and fearless toward death.
很多人特别忌讳死亡这个字。
Many people are particularly afraid of this death word.
为什么呢？因为大多数人是惧怕死亡的。
Why? Because most people are actually afraid of death.
可是弟兄姐妹们，当耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，当我们真正信了耶稣之后
，But brothers and sisters, when Jesus died for us on the cross, and we truly believe in him,
死亡不再是黑暗，死亡不再是恐惧。死亡也不再是咒诅。
Death is no longer darkness. Death is no longer fear. Death is no longer a curse.
对于基督徒来说，死亡会变成我们生命当中最大的祝福。
For Christians, death will become the greatest blessings in our lives.
那么在新约的希腊文中，死这个字呢，有三个意思。
In the Greek version of the New Testament, the word death has three meanings.
那么这三个意思呢，没有一个是不好的意思，都是好意思。
And none of these three had a bad meaning, they are all good.
第一个，这个死的意思是牛马卸下重垛。
The first meaning of death is the cow and the horse unloading the heavy burden.
我们知道了，圣经上也告诉我们，人的一生是劳苦愁烦。那么死亡的时候呢，就像是卸下了重担。
We know the Bible teaches us that the person's life is hard and full of troubles, and when he dies, he actually unloads the heavy burden.
那么归去到神的荣耀之中，跟神永远的同在。
He went to God's glory and be with God forever.
那么死的第二个意思是军队拔营回家。
The second meaning of death is the army pulling the camp home.
那我们可以想象这样一个情景，仗也打完了，拔帐篷收拾起来回家，其实是非常美好的一件事。
We can imagine what a beautiful thing it is. We finish up the battle and pack up everything and go home.
那么死的最后一个意思是帆船扬帆航行，越航驶向彼岸。
The last meaning of death is the sailing boat sails away and sails to the other side of the shore.
对于基督徒而言，我们一生顺服圣灵和神的话语的引导去生活。
For Christians, we live our life in obedience to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and God's word.
就像一艘帆船离开这个罪恶的世界
，like a sailing ship leaving this sinful world，
彼岸那就是我们盼望的天国。
The other shore is the kingdom of heaven. We hope.
我们看到在希腊文中死的这个希腊文中的意思呢，没有一个是不好的意思。
We see that in Greek, death does not have a bad meaning.
因为主耶稣基督已经胜过了死亡。
Because Jesus Christ has won over death.
耶稣基督借着他的十字架上的代赎，把我们人的生命中最大的恐惧、最大的黑暗、死亡，将它变成了我们生命中最大的祝福。
Jesus, through his atonement on the cross, he changed this greatest fear, greatest darkness in our life into the greatest.Blessing for us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果死亡都变成了我们的祝福，那么未来新的一年，我们活在基督里的人就没有什么可怕的事了。
So brothers, sisters, if this death now becomes a blessing for us, in this new year to come, there'll be nothing terrible for us that can happen to us.
只要我们抓住神，依靠神，只要我们活在基督里，一切都是恩典，一切都会是祝福。
As long as we grasp God, as long as we live in Christ, everything will be grace, everything will be blessing.
所以我们想到这些，所以我们才会展望未来。
Think of this, that we can look ahead at the future.
在基督里的未来，乃是美好的未来，从今天一直到永恒。
The future in Christ, the beautiful one, from today until forevermore.
我们活在神最美的心意当中，一无惧怕。
We live in God's most beautiful will, nothing to fear.
弟兄姐妹们，在这段经文也有另一段话，让我们有点难以理解。
Brothers and sisters, there's something in this passage that's difficult to understand.
保罗嘱咐提摩太，哎，说你来的时候呢，不光要把马可给我带来，还要把那些外衣带来，还有那些疲倦。
Here Paul told Timothy that when you came, you should bring not only Mark, but also the cloak and the books.
那么保罗其实现在是我们知道他坐监狱，我们说把那些外衣带来，我们可以理解，哎，可能因为监狱里面比较寒冷，需要一些衣服。
Paul was actually in prison right now. We say to bring the cloak, we could understand it because maybe it's cold in prison.
但是要一个将要死去的人还要需要读书吗？
But did a dying man need to read?
还需要甚至读那些疲倦吗？
And still need to read the parchments?
那么这些疲倦呢，就是那些旧约的那些手抄本。
The parchments were actually the Old Testament manuscripts.
那么这里告诉我们一个其实很重要的圣经真理。
Here it actually tells us another important truth in Bible.
就是当一个基督徒不念过往，当一个基督徒展望未来的时候。
That is, we are Christian, unload the past, we are Christian, look ahead to the future.
他就能平安喜乐地活在当下。
He can live in peace and joy in the present.
那么就是在这个时刻，我该做什么就做什么。
So at this moment, I should do what I should do.
过去不能困扰我，未来我也不害怕。
The past cannot bother me. The future I'm not afraid of.
那么这就是要求，让我们当下，我们该读经，我们就读经；该读书就读书。
It says to us, at this present time, if we should read the Bible if it is time, we should read the book if it is time.
该爱人就我们就去爱人，该服侍就服侍，平安的活在当下。
We should love if it is time, we should serve if it is time, and we should live peacefully in the present.
那么保罗之所以鼓励我们放下过去，展望未来。
Paul encourages us to unload the past and look at the future.
就是为了让我们谦卑喜乐，顺服的活在当下。
The purpose is so we can be humble and we can live obedient in the present.
我们每一个人的生命中总有一些放不下的人或放不下的事。
In every of our lives, there are always some people or some things we cannot put down.
那么总有那些让我们忧虑、担心、让我们心里畏惧的事。
And the things that make us worry or fear.
我们思念的、留恋的，也许也有那些荣耀，甚至是骄傲。
What we think about or what we lingers that may be proud or glory.
也许也有那些伤害和误会。
Or maybe hurt and misunderstanding.
不论是什么，求主帮助我们在新的一年把一切交托给他。
No matter what it is.Let's ask the Lord to help us to entrust everything into Him.
做好当下我们该做的事情。
So we can do what we should do at the moment.
那么也鼓励弟兄姐妹们，还没有读经计划的，开始设定读经计划。
We also encourage every brother and sisters, if you don't have a Bible reading plan, please start one.
他没有操练个人祷告和或者和夫妻一起祷告的，鼓励大家来操练。
If you have a practice praying or praying with your spouse, please start to practice.
还没有常常为教会的弟兄姐妹或者教会祷告的，要开始培养这样的习惯，代祷。
If you have not started to pray for the church or the brothers and sisters in the church, please start now.
还没有按照圣经教导使用和分配金钱的，靠主的恩典开始操练。
If you have not know how to use money according to the teaching of the Bible, please start now with God's grace.
凡与福音无异的，拦阻我们生命成长的，我们都把它放下。
Let us put down all those that are useless in the gospel, for the gospel, that are actually hurdles us. Let us all put them down.
不要让这些东西影响我们，阻碍我们生命的成长，一起的鼓励，一起的学习。
Don't let this prevent us from our growth. Let us study together.
让靠主的恩典，我们忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
With God's grace, let's forget what lies behind and strain forward for the future.
这样我们才能真正的放下过去，展望未来。
This way we can truly unload the past, look ahead the future.
我们也只有这样，我们才能谦卑顺服，平安喜乐的活在当下。
Only those we can be humble and submissive, and we can live a peace and a joyful life for the, in the present.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Father in heaven, we come before you to give thanks.
感谢主，你带领我们众弟兄姐妹经历过去2021年。带领我们又进入新的一年2022年。
We thank you, Lord. You led us through 2021 and led us into 2022.
父神，求主你怜悯恩待我们每位弟兄姐妹。
We ask you to have mercy and have grace on every brother and sister.
在新的一年中，让我们能够放下过去，展望未来。
In this new year, help us to unload the past and look ahead to the future.
让我们把当下该做好的事情尽心尽力，来靠主的恩典来做好。
Let us try our best to finish what we shall do with God's grace.
求主你来帮助我们，让我们想做的事情，靠着你的恩典，能够让我们开始做，也能够让我们能够有这样的智慧，有这样的心智来做。
With your grace, help us start to do what we desire to do with the mind and the heart to carry it out.
帮助我们每位弟兄姐妹能够在新的一年，能够在主你的真道上更加的明白，更愿意去遵行。
Help every brother and sisters to better understand your true word and to carry it out.
让我们在新的一年中能够在学习你的话语上，在彼此的服事上，能够让我们彼此扶持，一同得到造就，生命同得改变。
In this new year, let us help each other to understand your word, to building up each other, and to be built up together with your help.
我们这样一直祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.